Welcome to the Resonant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Layla Doolittle, and I am thrilled to invite you on a transformative journey into the world of functional health and quantum wellness. This podcast is designed to inspire, empower, and guide you as we explore how to achieve optimal health, not just through physical healing, but by aligning with the deepest and most resonant aspects of your being. In each episode, we dive into cutting-edge science, ancient wisdom, and practical tools to unlock the root causes of your health concerns, transforming them into opportunities for growth, resilience, and abundant wellness. You'll discover insights from quantum medicine, neuroscience, bioenergetics, and more, all crafted to help you live a life that resonates with your highest potential. Join me as we unpack powerful strategies for optimizing your body, mind, and soul, and offer actionable steps to bring greater balance, joy, and vitality into your everyday life. Whether you're seeking to understand the connection between your health and your purpose, or you're ready to experience profound shifts in your well-being, the Resonant Life Podcast is your space to connect, heal, and thrive. Let's embark on this journey of health and resonance together. I am thrilled to have Dr. Stephen Schwartz with us today. Dr. Stephen is a chiropractor with over 2 decades of experience in energy medicine and has a passion for optimizing human performance. As the founder and CEO of BioHarmonic Technologies, he has dedicated his career to developing innovative bioenergetic solutions that harness the power of sound and frequency for healing and wellness. His development of the vibroacoustic bioharmonic therapies has led to his nickname, Dr. Vibe. The Vibe system, standing for Vibrational Individualized Body Enhancement, includes his creation of sonic-ceutical tracks that can be used in many different ways to optimize functional wellness. In this episode, we delve into a fascinating range of topics, including Dr. Schwartz's journey from sports medicine to the world of bioharmonics. He shares his insights on how sound and frequency therapies can help transform health and well-being. We discuss the intricacies of vibrational resonance, the impact of water on cellular function, and the innovative Vibe system designed to enhance physiological responses and promote healing. Dr. Schwartz also highlights the importance of addressing emotional and physical trauma through these unique technologies. Join us as we explore the powerful intersection of sound, frequency, and health, and discover how these insights can create profound shifts in your wellness journey. We are going to be talking about many different topics, and I'm excited to learn from him. He's a wealth of knowledge in many different realms. And so, Dr. Stephen, let's go right into it. Tell us a little bit about your background and who you are and what brought you into this world of bioharmonic technology and frequency therapies.
Hello, Doc. Great to have you on your show. And I'm excited to share all this information with your community. My name is Dr. Stephen Schwartz, and I'm a chiropractor by license. I went to New York Chiropractic College, graduated back in 1998. Really, my undergrad was in sports medicine, so I got really fascinated with treating, three-dimensional being, about rehabilitation, but more important, about optimal human performance. These were some of my early drives. I was very excited to explore as I began to journey into the human body and its capability. I moved to Denver, Colorado in 1999, and learned about kinesiology, muscle reflex testing. And I learned an early technique in 2000 working with these little energy vials and little basically glass tubes of water that had information in them. And I was able to put them into your energy field, do a kinesiological test, and literally reprogram the biocomputer. And this was in 2000, and I just started applying these techniques, and it was all around working with chronic degenerative conditions and allergies and autoimmune diseases and really advanced conditions that, as a chiropractor, really anybody in 2000 didn't really know how to treat. And I started seeing amazing results, and that changed the course of my path at that moment. I went from working with sport, and I continue to work with sports medicine kind of departments, but it's more in the realm of human optimization. And really, when you think about it, it's the same line continuum, because you're looking at people that are sick, but or you're dealing with people with a sports injury. You have to rehabilitate the injury, then you get them to where they're normal or healthy, and then you take them to the next level of optimization. And when I'm working with chronic degenerative conditions and allergies and autoimmune diseases, I mean, these patients are chronically ill, usually for decades of their lives. They're really beat down physically, emotionally, chemically, spiritually. And so being able to move them to a place where they no longer have these conditions is amazing.
Yes.
But the reality of it is that if I said to you, okay, you no longer have rheumatoid arthritis, you no longer have an autoimmune disease, you no longer have chronic fatigue syndrome, you're at the starting line.
Yes.
Where do you want to go from here? And a lot of people, it like that totally melds and shapes and like disorganizes their entire mental programming, which is an interesting place to be in a practice. But that's how you work into a place of optimization. So really that evolved, that practice was from 2000 and really through 2009. And I just said to myself, instead of working with these little energy vials and muscle reflex testing, I need another delivery system. I need something that's more fluid, something that's easier, something that we could really work with one-on-one with patients. And if it's not me, how can I reproduce this in the world to associates? And actually this was in 2007 and I did an experiment with one of my patients that was a professional musician, because I remember saying to myself, well, what's the best delivery system for receiving 100% of information directly into the nervous system?
Oh, wow.
That's an interesting question.
Yes, it is.
And the answer I came up with was sound. I remember saying, well, what about sound? What about music?
Right.
And so I did an experiment with one of my patients. We went to his recording studio, and I had a box of energy of these vials, and he was specifically allergic to cats. And he just started dating a girl who had three cats.
Oh no!
And he, you know, he's like, I really like her, but like it's a mess. You know, I was like, okay, I get it. And we had a reproducible protocol. So I literally went into his recording studio, never been, I'd spent a day in a recording studio, never knew anything about music production software, anything like that. And I said, how do we take this box and put it into that software? And, and we started navigating that space. And I ended up treating him over that week. He had a very severe allergy, actually 18 of 22 samples he was sensitive to.
Wow.
And over the next week, I treated him four times and completely cleared that cat imbalance in his body. And that was the beginning of my music company, Bioharmonic Technologies. And I'm happy to say that Chris is married to Lois. They've been married since 2007. And I know they have a baby, at least one baby, and I know they live with some cats, maybe a dog or something like that. But they have a whole new life. And that was, and at that same time, I also began creating biofeedback systems.
Yes.
Because there's a really interesting question when you're working with a patient and you're working with the biocomputer, forget the biocomputer, any computer, it all comes down to what's the code. What's the programming? What's the program? And what I thought was so interesting about some of these early vial techniques that I learned was they had different programs. And what was similar was we used these little energy vials. What was similar is we used muscle reflex testing to diagnose. But within that space, the signatures were different. Within that space, the programming was different. And yet we were able to go in and put in a different program into the biocomputer of the body. And so that's always been a thing for me is how do we get specific? How do we get really specific with the body in these regards? And another question was, if I'm going to be doing a one-on-one treatment with somebody, we can plug you in. There's going to be different programs that's going to scan you biofeedback wise for all your information. And it's going to say, hey, here's what's going on with you.
Yes.
But if you're going to be making, at the time they were CDs, when you're making music, and I said, how can I make a CD that is going to have a program that can affect all humans for that same physiological effect, which is a really interesting question to ask. And it opens it opens the blinders a lot. Because like I said, you go in, you put in a bunch of parameters on a biofeedback device, you scan the body, here's the specific information for you. But really there's a global program, and I say, it all comes down to delivery system. And I say to myself, how can I direct music into the body?
Wow.
Well, what, there's specific mathematics for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we put that in as a baseline, that becomes a directive, becomes a delivery system.
Yes.
And then from there, we go into formulations. And a little bit about another part of my background is that I was also a an instructor for pathophysiology at a naturopathic school in Denver, Colorado. And it was amazing because I literally wrote this curriculum for bioenergetic practitioners. So one of my things is I'm a formulator, okay? I'm really strong in the process of understanding pathophysiology.
Mm.
And this is where I think is really what it's all about. Like where it all comes down to is, do you understand the process?
Right.
And getting back to what we were talking about with these vials, with these programs, like I used to have an associates, and they knew I was getting these amazing results because a major part of my treatments would be working with infectious agents, eliminating bacteria, viruses, parasites, mold, fungus, yeast, mycoplasma infections, something like that, using these little energy vials. And they had very specific programs. And this one particular woman I'm thinking of, one of my associates, you know, she was just treating pathogens, but with another program, but it was for eliminating allergies, and she wasn't getting the same results. And I told her, I said, this is the pathway that needs to be followed. So having a really strong understanding of pathophysiology, of human physiology, of the road that takes you to a specific outcome. And this is the path that I've been creating sonic-ceutical programs this whole time for that kind of process. It's like, what's the pathophysiology? So what's also interesting is we live in this new earth. And this new earth time right now, everybody, the consciousness around sound, light, frequency, and vibration, sound healing, bioresonance, you know, you can go for a sound bath and lay down and just get enveloped by the sounds and frequencies. And it's going to elicit some kind of emotion. It's going to elicit some kind of feeling. It's going to elicit some kind of healing potential. So what we see is you don't need like a lot of skill to be able to utilize different kinds of instruments to create change using sound in the body. Now, that being said, there's different degrees of optimization in human physiology, and we live in this world of sound music. You know, people add in 528 hertz and everything. 528 hertz, 777, you know, whatever it's going to be. Here's grounding Schumann wave frequencies. You can take a frequency and put it in the music and call it frequency music. Or you can create a specialized program called sonic-ceuticals that are formulated for different physiological effects. And that's really been the foundation of bioharmonic technology since 2007.
Yes. How incredible.
Now, the next level of that came in where after 2 years, I produced two albums. And I'm choosing what words I want to use. I received a download on that I was supposed to be not just listening to music through headphones or through speakers, but I was supposed to be delivering it into the body specifically. Because really, this is another interesting thought. When we think about neurofeedback, I'm assuming your community is familiar with neurofeedback.
Deeper into neurofeedback, absolutely.
You know, the thing with neurofeedback, which is amazing, being able to train the brain to create a different physiological outcome, I think is amazing. But I think there's a part that's being missed is neurofeedback does include the brain.
Yes.
But it also includes the spinal cord, the peripheral nerves, the cranial nerves. It also involves the enteric nervous system, the the autonomic or automatic nervous system. It also involves the fascia or the living connective tissue matrix. And it also involves the skin. Yeah. Most people don't even think about that. They talk about, you know, the skin as the largest detox organ of the body, but no, it's the largest sense organ. It's the most sensitive of all the five senses. Exactly. So we're able to, so the download was that I was supposed to create a delivery system to optimize the sonoceutical programs through. And that was in 2009. I made some concept sketches immediately after that download. 2012, I was introduced to my first mentor that was making vibroacoustic sound beds, which was a word I never even heard of before. What I thought was really fascinating about learning about vibroacoustics is how much research was put together on these independent stuff around frequencies, different conditions.
Absolutely.
Like autism, obviously pain syndromes, learning disabilities, advanced autoimmune diseases, so inflammation. So I was able to expand my musical library, my frequency library, into working with these areas of expertise as well. And then I started a company in 2016 that was making a vibroacoustic sound bed. And then I started producing our latest version. It's called The Vibes, and it's an acronym, vibrational individualized body enhancement
system.
It's a vibe system, and it's not a bed, it's not a couch, it's not a chair, it's not a mat, it's none of those things. It's its own unique system, and it's a delivery system to receive sonoceuticals into the nervous system with one really clear intention, was why we began this in the first place back in 2000. Well, how did we clear cellular memory?
Yes.
Which I feel is an important topic to discuss, because really, as somebody that's an expert in reversing chronic degenerative conditions and autoimmune diseases, I look at inflammation as the core factor. We're looking at infectious agents and toxicity. Yes. But then I found there was another layer of neurology that was at play that would either set up the autoimmunity or would inhibit the complete release of it. And that was through really looking at the fascia and looking at the living connective tissue matrix and looking at into what is cellular memory. And that's what took me onto a deep dive into how do I access that? And then how do I begin to influence that? How do I begin to release that? And that's really been the journey that I've been on really since 2004.
That's incredible. How amazing. And you definitely have created the path. You were the pioneer in this and have paved the way for all of us to be so open-minded and so consciously forward in the way that we're able to take our health to this next level of human evolution and optimization. And it's just incredible to have access to this type of technology that we understand. Cymatics and vibroacoustics and bioharmonics and all the different frequency-specific therapies, vibrational therapies, auditory therapies. There are so many incredible things that can create biostacks. And there is nothing like it when we create this like huge holistic and transformational approach to each system of the body, down to a cellular level and all the way up to a full systemic level, like you were talking about with the nervous system being so expansive and every other system of the body being at this constant interplay of communication signals. It's so important that we are teaching the system how to upgrade itself for us to be at our fullest expression of ourselves. I love it.
Exactly.
One thing that I have been fascinated by is like cymatics. Since the first of those research studies came out about cymatics and the way that we're able to see the physics of auditory and sound and vibration and the vibroacoustics of it, I love the different types of designs and the geometrical shapes that sound can form. And I've always been fascinated by how that imprints information into our own bodies and our own cells, because we can see cymatics through study of how it changes water or changes sand. Well, we are 70% water within our own bodies, and we are able to actually create that change and upgrade just information within our own serum, within our own water, that's within our own bodies, within our cells, within our nervous systems, all the different places that we're able to hold on to this new type of information. So I would love to have you go into some interesting thoughts in this way of how we're able to create these informational changes, vibrational and frequency and sound changes within our systems, and what this information can do for our bodies and for each different cell design and cell function or beyond.
Great. Yeah. You know, it's interesting you brought up the concept of cymatics. I got introduced to cymatics like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember, you know, looking into like seeing these geometrical shapes and effects of sound and things. And really, when we look at the vibe system, if we're, and it's an interesting, you talk about, everybody talks about like 70% water. When we're born, we're actually like 90% water. We're like 90%, we're mostly water. And really, when we look at a cell, when we get the sperm fertilized eggs, we're like 100% water. We're like 99.99999% water. And then the only reason that we end up losing some of the water is because we begin to form ourselves into this three-dimensional space, and we get like bones and skin and things like that that just begin to take up mass. But ultimately, it's all water.
Yes.
And one of my early mentors, just to talk, because we're always talking about water as well too, since we're talking about cymatics and water, one of my an early book that I read was from a gentleman. His name is James Oshman, O-S-C-H-M. James Oshman. He wrote a book called The Scientific Basis of Energy Medicine.
Ooh.
And wrote this incredible story, this incredible book about this one particular area. He talked about if there's a 10% reduction in cellular water, our cellular physiology reduces by 1 million times.
Wow.
I thought that's a fascinating stat. 1 million times from a 10% reduction in water. So that essentially means that when we're born, we're at 90%. And if we're operating at 70%, we're already operating from like, say, a 3 million% reduction of our human optimization of our nervous system. And when people are dying of natural causes, like just of old age and things like that, you know, we all know that normally just over, as you get to age, your thirst receptors begin to reduce as well. So we tend to not think we need as much water as we used to when we're younger. And we begin to like drop down from 70%, 60%. And they say that people that are like dying of natural causes or of old age, their percent, you know what percent water that they're usually at? It's 50%. So I think it's really interesting because the difference between life and death, if you're coming in at 90, it's like 40%.
Yes.
And if we're operating at normal, of us normally operating at like a 70%, like normally we're 70% and death is 50%, that's only a 2%, like a 20% reduction between life and death. And when we look at diseases that we're that are affecting our bodies, they can all be improved by increasing the water in our bodies, because that naturally will increase the conductivity of our body, increase the neurological activation of our nervous system. It'll increase the way that our brains function, our heart works, our blood pumps. I mean, everything gets better with water. So we begin to, quote unquote, optimize our human physiology just simply by bringing in high quality structured water, which at this particular moment, I'm going to drink some right now.
Same here.
Like, that doesn't look like a water. I drink some. Okay, so when we're talking back about cymatics, you're putting in some kind of fluid dynamic and exposing it to music. And what you see with those very specific geometrical shapes is they're putting in very specific frequency ranges. And so it's not just like speaking and talking and things like that. It's well, that has a vibrational pattern as well. But if you want to see the geometrical shapes, it's based off specific math that usually actually follows the Sofigio frequencies, the mathematics of, three, six, and nine, which Nikolai Tesla talks about all the time.
Yes.
And that's where you see awesome shapes. So the vibe system is essentially the vibrating plate, and we are the water And the sonoceuticals are the frequencies that are being pumped into the cymatic plate, into our fluid dynamic system. So picture having that beautiful mandala in that's being pumped into our cells and vibrating that through every tissue system and cell of your body. I mean, that will create health and abundance.
Yes, absolutely.
It has to, because geometrical shapes is the structure and the laws of nature. That's what we're seeing are the laws, the fundamental framework of nature. And nature is abundant and renewable forever. And so those same principles, when we put those same frequencies into our bodies, we receive that same amount of input.
Yes.
And we can create that same amount of change. Now, when we're going to go deeper into actually how this is happening and why this is happening, the anatomy of the quantum physiology is two basic parts. We have our intracellular water, and then we have our extracellular matrix that makes up our cells. That gives us our exoskeleton. Yes. And it's what surrounds every tissue system and cell of the body. Some people refer to that as the fascia. James Oshman refers to it as the living connective tissue matrix. Yeah. And what it does is it's made up of three anatomical structures, microfilaments, microtubules, and intermediate tubules. Besides being really fun to say, they have one very specific function. And that function is to receive information from our environment using vibrational resonance.
Oh, I love that.
So the key to that definition is the last two words.
Yes.
Vibrational resonance. So microfilaments, microtubules, intermediate tubules are not receiving information from your environment through biochemistry. It's being utilized through vibrational resonance. Mm. So I said to myself, if I'm wanting to access that part of the nervous system, I basically need to work with vibrational resonance.
Yes.
And what creates vibrational resonance? Sound, light, frequency.
Yes.
Vibration. And the difference between sound and light, I think this is also another really interesting kind of piece together, in case this is something that people haven't thought of, is if we look at the electromagnetic field spectrum, we're looking way over on, depending on where you're looking at it, on the left. And those are radio waves. That's sound.
Yes.
And as you begin to move towards the right, we move up the spectrum. And we start getting into visible and non-visible light.
Yes.
And then we move beyond visible light and we're into like infrared. Then we're also looking into microwaves and x-rays, and things start getting into like more of the pulsed electromagnetic field range over there. This is also interesting. Like all frequencies, they exist on the same continuum for the organ or for the tissue or whatever it is. They just, depending on what phase they're in along the electromagnetic field, they're going to be proportionally lower or higher depending how you're wanting to use them.
Yes. I love it.
And
so you stack different therapies from all of these different segments of...
You can definitely stack, or what I was going to say is when you take sound and when you take light and you slow it down, it turns into sound. And now it's just light slowed down. You're slowing down light. I just watched that video, and they talked about at the moment of conception, when the sperm fertilizes the egg, there's a burst of light. And, you know, doctors were thinking that it's a release of zinc. But you can't deny the fact that there's a burst of light that occurs in the body when the sperm initially fertilizes the egg, which I think is incredible, because everything begins with light. How does that show up in human fuzz? This is the thing. Okay, Dr. Schwartz, your stuff's sounding a little airy-fairy, metaphysical, but where's the science to support it? Well, let me give you what we're just talking about in terms of we're just talking about the anatomy of quantum physiology. We're talking about microfilaments, microtubules, intermediate tubules. That information is what describes, in my book, actually, I talk about this in my book, Primal Resonance, Discover the Secrets to Health, Vitality, and Optimal Human Performance. It discusses the two aspects of, I think, fundamental in human physiology. One is, how do our cells replicate? So once you get that sperm and the egg coming together, that's one cell. Then it goes through two cells, turns into three cells. Then it goes into six cells, nine cells. Well, actually, that's true. Six cells, 12 cells, 24 cells. And they begin to multiply into 100 trillion cells, which is what makes us. And then we're constantly turning over. That is a process known as mitosis.
Yes.
And it's a seven-layer activation process. But the first initiating factor is that initiates them is has a receptor site of microfilaments, microtubules, intermediate tubules. Yes. So it responds to our environment through vibrational resonance to create cellular replication.
Yes.
And essentially, through all the research that I've done, every biological process of human physiology is initiated by the living connective tissue matrix, by the microfilaments, microtubules, intermediate tubules. So how do we influence that? And that's some of my core understanding that I've been working with Sonoceuticals, that puts our technology way in front of other vibroacoustic products. And, you know, listen, some are more expensive, some are cheaper, some look nicer, but none of them have Sonoceuticals. And the people that are drawn to this technology are people that are looking to heal or to optimize or to balance different parts of their body for releasing shock and trauma. I mean, these are what some of the areas that we're focused, that not focused, that we're, these are our core values of this technology.
I love it.
If we go a little bit deeper, and the other, another component, which I also think is important, that's that I talk about in my book, is signal transduction. And signal, you've heard of signal transduction?
Yes.
Okay, I figure as much. signal, you gave me a funny look, like,
no, I signal transduction. Whenever you bring up something like this where I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just golden. And I love that we're going to be able to share this with our audience. It makes me super excited. I love nerding out. So these conversations for me
are like nerdy
as much of a chance for me to nerd out as it is for our audience.
So yeah, so signal transduction is the process of how our essentially initiating biochemistry. Biochemistry is initiated through signal transduction. And when we look at signal transduction, what initiates at the receptor sites, microtubules, intermediate tubules, microfilaments, the living connective tissue matrix, because it responds to our environment through vibrational resonance, and then it brings that into the cell, into the process, and to activate different biochemistry. And you might be saying, okay, Dr. Steve, that sounds great, but what biochemistry? Are you thinking that?
I'm thinking of the long
maybe
list
not.
Of all the things that it can be activated by.
So yeah, the living connective. So when we're looking at with the signal transduction initiating, I totally lost what I was going to say. What did I say to you?
I don't know It just cut out. What happens? That was bad.
I'm here.
I'm looking at my Wi-Fi and I see like a full bars. I'm not sure what just happened.
I have good Wi-Fi too.
Riverside.
So the last signal transduction, every physiological effect is initiated through the living connective tissue matrix. And so I just said, if we can influence biochemistry and we can influence the way that our cells are replicating, we could pretty much do anything.
Yes.
And that was the foundation of how we begin to formulate with Sonoceuticals. Now, if we go deeper into the initiating aspects of human physiology, and I was just talking about the fertilization of the sperm with the egg, and there's a burst of light, that's actually known as something.
Yes.
It's known as photonic emission. And it's exactly what that is. It's photons being released. photonic emission. What's a photon? It's light. It's a spark of light. And what that goes down to is when we're looking at the cell, we go inside the cell, we go into subatomic particles. We're talking about like atoms. Okay. We're talking about protons, neutrons, and electrons. Protons and neutrons create the nucleus. And then we have spinning these, what they call electron shells. And these electron shells or electron cubes, electron clouds or electron shells, we see the release of these electrons going through the body just like this. Mm-hmm. However, this is you, okay? This is what you look like, Dr. Doolittle.
Yes.
And then you come in here and we start doing this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is totally different than this. And this is the difference between the way that your electrons orient themselves in your cells. And that's a process known as photonic emission.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense that if we can be optimizing the body for energy, that we're working with light. And then when you take light and you slow it down into this three-dimensional orchestration of our bodies, that's when we ground into the three-dimensional space. And so I'm looking for that interplay between quantum and Newtonian. And Bruce Lipton says there is no Newtonian. Everything's quantum.
Yes.
So that's the background. That's like the science. Now, some of the stuff that we're doing more like on a research basis, we started working with doing these mitochondrial testing. Mitochondrial testing. There's a gentleman, there's a lab that we're working with out of San Diego. They were hired to build mitochondrial tests for astronauts, you know, in NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And so we began to work with them and we did some preliminary studies. And the first preliminary study was, can mitochondria be changed with vibing? So I did it before. I was the guinea pig. So I did it before, vibed for 20 minutes, and then after. And we saw a profound physiological effect based on, with mitochondria. We essentially created an antioxidant. It reduces free radicals. We're seeing that out of the mitochondria. Okay. So we essentially created an antioxidant using sound.
That's
amazing. And then the next was like, great. Now let's open it up. Let's open this thing up. Let's do a bigger test. So we ended up saying, I don't know anything about research. Okay? I didn't realize you're supposed to keep like a focus group of like all males, all females, this age. Like I didn't, in fact, we did the exact opposite. We're like, okay, let's get a most diverse group that we could possibly find. Let's find like a young person, somebody that vibes all the time, somebody that never vibes, somebody that's like not in good shape, somebody with autoimmune diseases. And we put all these people together and we had them vibe every day.
Oh, I love it.
For a week. And then we did a before and after. And we noticed that the resiliency of your mitochondria improved drastically, actually significantly is probably a better word, significantly with just 20 minutes of vibing every day. And so these are the things that we're going to, and for any of you that are not familiar, like mitochondria, what's mitochondria? Well, mitochondria, it's something called an organelle, and it's inside of a cell. And instead of how we have organs, cells also have organs, but they're known as organelles, which is basically small organs. And the mitochondria are our cellular batteries, essentially. It's what gives us energy and metabolism and all those things. So we were able to influence that with this very simple blood test.
I love that. Wow. I've seen this in my own practice. I have a bipedal. And it's incredible. And it's amazing to see like what the biostacks can actually bring. Because I'll do it with light therapy, the different infrared. I'll have far, near, and mid-infrared, as well as a pulse-specific frequency laser, cold laser, stacked in. And then with the vibe table, I can also add in different frequency-specific therapies and microcurrent frequency-specific or biphasic for the nervous system. And it's powerful and profound. And even just with the 20 minutes on the vibe table, with the way that it does a comprehensive system activation, that's all we need. It's like all the other biostats are great, but they don't change the needle significantly enough from just straight laying on the vibe table, listening to the SonicCeuticals tracks, and doing 20 minutes a day maintenance. It's incredible. I love it.
Exactly. But you can also use it for very specific conditions as well, too.
Yes.
Chronic degenerative conditions, ADD, yep. depression, anxiety, all these yes. things can be utilized using yeah. the vibe as well, too. But yeah. really no better way of also for clearing shock and trauma. Okay, yes. let's not overlook that. I mean, everybody, we're going through a process of releasing shock and trauma on this planet, yes. healing yes. past yes. generational wounds, people are healing broken hearts, you know, all kinds of yes. divorces, whatever it yep. might be, auto accidents, all these yes. things. So these are all aspects that we are looking to that are affected through the vibe mm-hmm. system. But really, if you vibe every day, I guarantee your life will change.
Yes,
and
so, true.
So yeah, some other things yeah. we've done research-wise, we worked with heart rate variability. We've yes. seen, because heart rate variability brings us into parasympathetic.
Yes.
And parasympathetic is referred to as your rest and repose, or rest and repair mm-hmm. cycle, versus sympathetic, which is all about fight or flight, or
yes.
activity or actions.
Yeah. Do you want to know what my heart rate variability is on average? On
sure.
most nights, I get above 150 HRV, and my max mm-hmm. can go up to above 230. That works.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a regulated nervous system.
What was it before you started vibing?
Actually, I've always had a high HRV. I've never really measured it until I got the Oura Ring on, though. So.
Okay.
Back then, I just did a few heart math type measurements and measured my brain waves and some things like that. But from those measurements, it was always really high because I've been meditating and doing breath work. And like I'm a very intentional person and very calm and peaceful and have Zen vibes no matter what the situation is around me. So it's always been like that. But I've never measured this high of HRV after I already owned the bioharmonic table. I was already vibing. But I know that just maintains no matter what big stressors are coming my way. Even whenever I have like a lot of big meetings and important factors in the clinic, and I know I need to just get my brain ready for it and show up intentionally in a way that I can be centered, be grounded, be intentional, and then also be totally on. I want to make sure that I'm focused and have the clarity. I go vibe and get myself centered for that day. And then at the end of the day, it's great to unwind and just like disconnect, get out of the stress of the day, and just let my brain go into that really centered and zen, peaceful state before I leave and head out from the clinic. It's amazing.
Love that.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Resonant Life Podcast. I hope you found our discussion insightful and empowering. Before wrapping up, I want to invite you to explore our resources available through Resonance Wellness. Visit our website to access a wealth of free content, including downloadable guides, insightful articles, and practical tools designed to support your health journey. We also offer a variety of programs and courses that delve deeper into functional medicine, providing you with personalized strategies and expert guidance. If you are interested in learning how to integrate these insights into your own life, I encourage you to book a discovery call with me. Together, we will explore how functional medicine can help you achieve your wellness goals and live a life of optimal wellness. Visit drleiladoolittle.com to download your free resources and schedule your call. I look forward to connecting with you and helping you on your journey to a more resonant and fulfilling life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Leila Doolittle, wishing you a day filled with resonance and vibrant well-being. See you in the next episode. Thank you.